Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Subweight, the dedicated sub layer for rag-infused chaos in drum and bass. In this session, we're not just trying to make the bass bigger. That's the easy mistake. We're building a system where the rag, a character, the distortion, the chatter, the attitude all live in one layer, and the true low-end weight lives in another. That separation is what keeps the drop huge without turning the mix into mud. If you've ever had a bass line that sounded wicked in solo but disappeared once the kick and snare came in, this is the fix. We're going to make a clean, mono, stable sub that follows the groove of the main bass, supports the tune musically, and leaves space for the drums to hit properly. Set the project up first. For this kind of DNB work, aim around 172 to 174 BPM with a 4/4 grid. If you're using Raga samples, make sure the warping is clean before you start building anything serious. You want the timing locked before the sound design gets wild. Start with a simple drum reference. Kick on the 1, snare on the 2 and 4, and if you want that jungle energy, add a break or a bit of swing underneath. The reason we do this first is because the bass needs to be designed against the drum pocket, not floating in some abstract empty space. In drum and bass, sub decisions are rhythmic decisions. Now build the rag, a chaos layer. This is the aggressive, characterful part of the sound. It might be a vocal chop, a rag, a shout, a stab, a resampled bass phrase, or a distorted reese. Whatever the source, the key idea is the same. This layer can be rude, crunchy, nasal, dirty, and alive, but it should not be carrying the actual sub. If you're working with a sample, load it into simpler. Classic mode works well for normal playback, and slice mode is useful if you want chopped movement. If it's a stab, set it to one shot. Tune it to the key of your track, because even a nasty rag bass still needs to sit in the harmony. Now shape that layer. A really solid stock chain is EQ8, then saturator, then roar or drum bus, then auto filter, then utility. On EQ8, high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That's the big move. You're clearing out the actual sub so the low end doesn't stack up into a swamp. If there's mud, look around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more bite and speak, a little presence around 1 to 3 kHz can help. Then saturator. Keep it moderate, maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive, with soft clip on. The point is to add harmonics and attitude, not flatten the whole thing into noise. Roar can be great here too, but use it like a seasoning, not a takeover. You want harmonics and aggression, not low-end destruction. If you filter or animate the sound with auto-filter, keep the movement focused above the sub-region. That gives you the talking, wobbling, rag emotion while the actual bottom stays stable. Utility at the end lets you control the width. If the layer gets too wide or too messy, narrow it down. The low end should stay centered. The chaos layer can have a little stereo character higher up, but it should not be spraying width into the bottom octave. Now for the important part, the subweight layer. This is the infrastructure. Treat it like the foundation of the building, not the flashy part. If you can clearly hear the sub as a separate instrument on its own, it may already be too exposed. The best subweight usually feels more like pressure than a tone. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is perfect for this. Set oscillator to a sine wave, turn the other oscillators off, and keep it simple. Usually you'll want the octave down low, depending on the key and how low your bass line is sitting. Keep unison off. Don't get clever here. Clean wins. A sine gives you a pure fundamental, which means better headroom, less phase trouble, and a much easier relationship with the kick drum. This is exactly what you want in DNB, where the low end has to be powerful but disciplined. Now program the sub so it actually follows the groove. You have two main options. The first option is note-for-note support. Copy the same MIDI notes as the rag layer, then simplify the rhythm if necessary. This works really well for rolling bass lines. You can hold notes a little longer to make the low end feel solid, but try not to cram too many fast note changes into the lowest octave. That's where things get blurry fast. The second option is rhythm-weighted sub. In this approach, the sub only comes in on the strongest notes, the phrase starts, the downbeats, or the accents. This is really useful in jungle-style arrangements where the main bass can be busy and the sub needs to breathe. As a general rule, keep most of your deep notes between F1 and C2. If the line starts to feel muddy, it's often smarter to move some of the motion up an octave in the chaos layer and let the sub rest. Low notes are powerful, but too many of them in a row can wreck clarity. If you want the sub to be slightly more audible on smaller speakers, you can add a tiny amount of saturation. But be careful, we're talking subtle harmonic support, not a second mid-bass layer pretending to be sub. A clean chain would be operator into EQ8, into utility, into a sidechain compressor. A slightly more translatable version could be operator into very light saturator, then EQ8, then utility, then compressor. If you do add saturation, keep it around 1 to 3 dB of drive and use soft clip gently. The idea is to help the ear follow the note on smaller systems, not to create fuzz. On the sub EQ, usually you won't need much. If there's unwanted upper content, low pass it. If it feels boxy, check around 120 to 180 Hz. Avoid chasing the sub with big boosts unless you really know what the room is doing. In most cases, the answer is not more gain. It's better note choice, cleaner timing, and less masking from the other layers. Keep the sub mono. Utility width at 0% is the simplest way. Don't widen the actual sub. That's one of the fastest ways to lose mono compatibility and wreck the punch. Check in mono regularly, because a sub that seems huge in stereo can collapse hard when summed. Next up, sidechain. This matters a lot in DNB. The sub and kick need to cooperate. Put a compressor on the sub track and sidechain it to the kick. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good starting point. Attack can be very quick, somewhere around 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release depends on the groove, but 50 to 120 milliseconds is a useful range. You're usually looking for a subtle 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, though heavier styles can push further if the kick is really punchy. If the snare is getting swallowed, don't just blame sidechain. Sometimes the real problem is that the sub is sustaining too long, or the low notes are overlapping too much. Shortening note lengths can solve more problems than compression ever will. Now you want the two layers to feel like one instrument. That means shared rhythm, careful note starts, and checking for phase interaction. If the raga layer has a delayed attack, because of sample timing or envelope shape, you may need to nudge the sub slightly earlier or later, so the combined hit feels tighter. Solo both together and listen. If the low end gets thinner when you add the sub, something is fighting. Check note start times, octave overlap, and any overprocessing on the chaos layer. Group both tracks into a bass group and keep the bus processing minimal. This is not the place to overcook things. A gentle EQ8, a little glue compressor, maybe a touch of saturator or roar, and utility to keep the low end centered. That's enough. On the group EQ, make tiny corrections if there's mud around 200 to 300 Hz. On glue compressor, aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release set to auto or time to the groove. The goal is glue, not squash. If you use saturation on the bus, keep it light. You're trying to make the layers feel like one system, not destroy the fundamental. And again, utility is your friend for checking overall width and level. Arrangement is where this gets exciting. In rag-infused DNB, you can make the subweight feel enormous just by placing it intelligently. Tease the chaos layer in the intro with filtering and fragments, but hold back the full sub. Build tension by automating the sub down or muting it briefly before the drop. Then when the drop hits, let the sub arrive with authority. One really powerful move is to mute the sub for the last half bar before the drop. Let the raga layer chatter on its own for a moment, and then slam the full low end back in on the phrase start. That contrast makes the drop feel way bigger than just turning the bass up. Always test on small speakers and in mono. If the bass disappears when the volume comes down, you probably need more harmonic support or better arrangement, not just more level. If the sub is only audible in a good room, the mix is relying too much on the playback system instead of the actual sound design. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't let the chaos layer carry the whole low end. High pass it and let the sub do its job. Second, don't overdo saturation on the sub. A little goes a long way. Third, don't stack too many low notes in fast patterns and expect them to stay clear. Fourth, don't ignore sidechain timing. Fifth, never stereo widen the actual sub. And sixth, always check phase when the layers come together. A few advanced tricks can take this even further. You can add a ghost sub layer that only appears on select notes, like phrase endings or drop accents. You can shape the sub envelope so some notes are short and choppy, while others are longer and more sustained. You can also make a subtle distorted translation layer by duplicating the sub, high-passing the duplicate, saturating it lightly, and blending it in quietly, so the bass reads better on small systems. Another great approach is call and response. Let the raga layer hit first, then let the sub answer in the gap. That kind of phrasing works beautifully in jungle and raga DNB, because it creates movement without needing constant low-end density. And if you really want the arrangement to breathe, think in sections. Bring the sub down in transitions, push it harder in the payoff, and use silence as a tool. Sometimes removing the bass for one hit makes the return feel monstrous. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build an 8-bar drop at 174 BPM with one Raga Chaos layer, one mono operator sine sub, kick and snare, and some light tops or break elements. High pass the chaos layer above 80 to 120 HE. Side chain the sub to the kick. Make sure there's at least one call and response moment. Then check the whole thing in mono and make sure it still feels strong. If you want to push further, resample 2 bars of the bass stack and chop it up. Reverse one hit, trim a tail, and create a fill into bar 8. That's very jungle friendly, and it gets you thinking like an arranger instead of just a sound designer.